when I took this photo of what I've titled winter berries, which I don't even know what they are. They're just red. They look like berries, but I don't think you can actually eat them like berries. Maybe seed pods or something. Whatever they are, it had snowed the night before, or actually two nights before. I think I took this maybe on a Sunday, and it had sleeted hard on maybe Friday night. And Saturday, I went out looking for photo opportunities because of all the sleet. I figured that with the ice and the fresh coating of ice and snow, there might be something interesting. And I didn't have a lot of success, I think, because the sun was already up and there was just too much light. So the next day, which is when this photo was taken, which I'm guessing was a Sunday, I don't remember, I went out and it was right as the sun was coming up. And I had looked at my photos I had taken the previous day and realized that I wanted to get some backlighting on some things if it would work out. And so I found some pine needles and I took a shot of a pine tree with the sun kind of peeking up over the horizon. You can see that on my Flickr page, but ultimately I liked this photo better. And this is one of maybe 10 that I took. And there's a couple tricky elements of it. First of all, what depth of field to use or what aperture to use to get the desired depth of field. I tried a couple different combinations. I don't remember what this is shot at. I'm guessing F4. But this is a classic scenario of less is more, is it? Or less is more is the saying. But it's an example of why you don't always want tons of background blur. So you could have shot this wide open at 1.8 or 2.8 and had tons of blur in the background and really a lot of bokeh everywhere. But I didn't really want that. You got to control that. You got to rein that in sometimes. And also, I had to figure out how to get this so that the light was how I wanted it. And I can't control the sun, the main source of light, but I could control where I was standing. And just to the left of this photo is the side of a house. And then there's all these bushes, and then these berries are poking out. So I tried a couple different angles of taking photos with these berries or whatever they are being lit up. And I like this one. There's this piece in the center, this leaf in the center that kind of obscures everything that I wish wasn't there. And I didn't notice that too much later. But that's all right. It turned out okay. I did have to do some work in post because this was it was a little dark because of all the incoming light, so I had to raise the light a little bit on the left-hand side. But I'm not a huge fan of Trey Ratcliffing everything up, and nothing against Trey, but if you know his work, you know that he does like extreme HDR on everything, and I don't really shoot HDR at all. I just adjust things in post on a RAW file, which is not the same. But sometimes you have to adjust things to get it to how it looked. I mean, when you're taking a photo, our eyes perceive much greater dynamic range than a camera sensor can take in. And so this right here is a more accurate reflection of how it actually looked in real life, even though the data straight off the sensor showed a little bit of underexposed areas on the left. That wasn't how it was to me. And so I'm okay with doing these types of edits. I'm not a big fan of like removing stuff and altering stuff, but you know, to each his own. I'm not here to say that one is better than the other. Everyone's got their own technique. So anyway, not to go off on too much of a tangent here, but that was, I'm happy with this photo and I'm pleased with the way it turned out. I'm pleased with the lighting and how it's kind of poking through the back and giving things this nice glow. Except for that one branch in the middle that kind of obscures things. I'm very pleased with it.